Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Age of Radio.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Because it's Sports Talk with Cooper and Big Man.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, time once again for Sports Talk with Cooper and Big Man. This is Big Man of...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Of course, joining me as always is my brother Cooper. Cooper, how you doing, brother?
Doing good, man. How you doing?
I'm good, man. We're going to talk some Crown Jewel, bruh.
It was weird, dude. It was weird that it was actually good. So, yeah, I'm kind of excited for this, which is just really weird because usually the Crown Jewel is just kind of one of them pay-per-views. You're like, why?
Yeah.
But this one was pretty good.
So, you finally feel like WWE might have actually gave their fans their money's worth that they've gotten from Saudi
to
do this event?
I think so.
I just understand that. All right, well, you ready to dig into this?
Let's do it.
Because we got a big match card to get through. Starting off with Brock Lesnar versus Bobby Lashley. A rivalry stretching nearly 20 years, Lesnar and Lashley went one-on-one for only the second time in their storied careers. The last time the two behemoths faced off was a singles bout. The Almighty claimed Lesnar's WWE Championship. Lashley took it to Lesnar early, sending the Beast Incarnate into the ring steps before the bell, leaving Lesnar with a tweaked knee. Lashley doubled down on his hot start, spearing Lesnar into a barricade and following with another spear in the ring for a close two count. The Almighty's advantage was not for long, as Lesnar fought through the pain and of his injured leg and hit multiple German suplexes on Lashley. Lesnar then hit a tremendous F5, but it can only garner a two count. The action then would spill out to the ring, where Lashley drove the Beast into a post, much to the chagrin of the Riyadh crowd. Lashley locked in the Hurt Lock, neutralizing Lesnar and dropping him to one knee before Lesnar would power out of it, by using the turnbuckle as momentum to land on Lashley. The Almighty continued to apply the Hurt Lock, but Lesnar had Lashley in a pinning combination, and the referee counted the fall to give Lesnar the win. After the match, a livid Lashley again slapped on the Hurt Lock, punishing the Beast Incarnate for surviving the match. Cooper, your thoughts?
The fact that Bobby Lashley could kick Lesnar's ass like that, I love it.
All right.
The way it ended, I hated it. Really kind of pissed me off. And I call bullshit because he had the Hurt Lock on him. Yeah, his shoulders were down, but come on, dude. Like, really? It was pathetic.
Yeah. I never really liked the someone's in a submission hold and then they're getting pinned at the same time.
Yeah, I think if you're in the middle of a submission and you're on your back and the dude's on top of you like that, there should be no like, oh, that's a pin.
Because you're not even really pinning him in the first place. No. You just happen to be laying on top of him.
Yeah, you're trying to get out of it. That's it.
So it makes absolutely no sense. I agree. I mean, if he would have maneuvered himself where he like actually purposely leaned himself back, picked up Lashley's leg, and then got the pin count, then yeah. Because then you're actually in a pinning combination.
Because it didn't even look like a pin. It just looked like
The
ref just
saw shoulders on the mat, one man laying on top of the other one, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, that's just, it pissed me off, because it's just another thing for Lesnar to be like, yeah, I beat you. It's like, bitch, no, you really didn't beat him.
Right? You survived. You just didn't tap out before you got a count out. Pinfall.
I'm sorry, but I don't really care for Lesnar, and
I've never cared for Lesnar, honestly, so.
I think that he's, even now that he's trying to be this good guy, per se, I don't buy it.
Right.
I don't buy it.
All right, next match we had Damage Control taking on the Women's Tag Champions, Alexa Bliss and Asuka, for those tag titles. Only 5 days after defeating Damage Control to win the tag titles, Alexa Bliss and Asuka put up the gold on the line against the former title holders at Riyadh. As Asuka was on the top rope, Kai and Sky took advantage of ambushing the Empress of Tomorrow, sending her crashing down to the mat and leaving her clutching her knee in pain. Flying solo for some time, Bliss took the challenge well, dominating Sky and Kai. That's weird to say both.
Sky and Kai.
Sky Kai. A code red to by Bliss to Sky almost got the win, but Sky would power out of it. As Bliss was precariously placed on the top rope and about to be superplexed by Kai and Sky, Asuka regained her bearings, came to the aid of her partner, and delivered a massive superplex. Still, Bliss got the worst of that, because she was the one that went over to the top. Anyways, Asuka survived a brutal kick from Kai, and then Bliss attempted a twisted Bliss, but Sky provided a distraction to give Kai enough time to put her knees up and drive them into a midsection of the airborne Bliss. As the mayhem was increasing, Nikki Cross appeared out of nowhere to hit her fisherman's neckbreaker off the top rope, allowing Kai to pin Bliss and make Damage Control two-time WWE Women's Tag Team Champions.
I don't care for the fact that they're the title holders again, but this makes it very interesting that Nikki Cross has returned.
Right.
And we'll see where it goes with her and Alexa Bliss. You know, they've had their issues, and they've also been friends, so, I mean, what's gonna happen here, bro?
Yeah, it's almost kind of like a weird, Mickie James and Trish Stratus kind of thing going on.
Dude, it's kind of strange, and I don't know what's going on, if they're gonna bring Alexa Bliss aboard with Bray Wyatt or not, but during that match there was a little...
Yeah, it was weird that no one mentioned that the lights around the ring went black.
Yeah.
No one said a thing about it. They kind of just kept going. I'm like, is anybody ever going to mention that, like, the lights went out?
They're doing that on purpose lately. They're not mentioning any of it when it pops up. I'm like...
Right. I'm like, why did it go dark around the arena except for the... what's going on in the ring. It's like, what the heck is going on? And then, of course, before the match, the new Bray Wyatt logo appeared on screen when Alexa and Asuka were talking for an interview prior to the match, which shook Alexa a little bit to her core. And then, of course, then they went out to the match. And then, as we said, the lights went out around the ring. Obviously, the ring itself was still lit up, but the crowd all of a sudden was blacked out in the crowd. Yeah. And then if they come back on, no one said a damn thing about it. And then, of course, they lost. So it's going to be interesting to see.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens with this. It's Damage Control. They're young. They're, you know, it is what it is. So there you go.
Well, and they're getting that help from Triple H because they were former NXT, superstars. And now they're getting a push. a lot of other.
Which I mean, I get it, but I think too at some point, it's like it's redundant. You're giving all these NXT people this push, when have they really earned it, or are they just getting it because
Triple H is trying to make a point?
Yeah.
Well, at the same time, you kind of maybe think he's also not wanting to have that lull in the mid-2000s and early 2010s that WWE was having, where they couldn't really establish good young talent, and they kept relying on Cena, Orton.
Yeah, that's true.
Undertaker, Batista, Triple H himself, Shawn Michaels when he was still wrestling at that time, and kept hitting big names. And they didn't really develop young talent in time, and kind of had this big lull and repetitive championships all the time. So maybe he's trying to establish the young roster. So that way, because, you know, unfortunately, Orton's getting up there in age. Cena's basically a part-timer, legend part-timer now.
Yeah, you
may get The Rock once a year if you're lucky, like the Undertaker-ish type thing. So it, and same with Cena in that aspect, too. You might get him once a year, maybe twice a year, depending on his schedule, too. And so he doesn't want to see that happen again now under his regime. So I can kind of see it. Maybe he's trying to just get everybody ready because, you know, like I said, Orton's getting to that point.
So is Edge.
Edge, he's maybe got a couple years left.
I like that he's back, but yeah, he's only got some time left. And I mean, let's be honest, AJ Styles doesn't have much longer either.
So. Yeah, and AJ Styles, of course. And then, you know, granted, he's been back. He's been doing great. We're about to just about talk to him. But honestly, how many peak years of Drew McIntyre we're going to have too?
Right.
So, you know, we did get Strowman back, but Strowman's now, what, early 40s, I think?
Yeah.
At least late 30s.
Yeah.
So, you know, peak is what you're wanting to get. And to keep peak, you kind of also need to make sure your younger people are ready to step in when needed. All right, so speaking of that, Drew McIntyre is taking on someone who's coming up, Karrion Kross, in a steel cage match. Once the steel cage doors were shut, the fight was on. Drew McIntyre used the unforgiving walls of the structure, slamming Karrion Kross's face multiple times into the chain link. As the match progressed, the action seesawed between the two competitors, McIntyre hitting a spinebuster before Kross locked in the cross jacket. Kross then hit a doomsday Sato as Scarlett was barking at him from ringside to take him down. As McIntyre was gearing up for a claymore, Scarlett scaled the cage, distracting the Scottish Warrior so Kross could slap on the cross jacket and nail the cross hammer. McIntyre looked to escape the cage after a glorious suplex, but Scarlett once again played spoiler, spraying McIntyre with pepper spray before he could exit the door. The enraged McIntyre, who trapped Kross in an ankle lock and blasted him with a claymore out of nowhere to leave Kross laying flat on his back. Scarlett then locked the cage door but made an error as McIntyre escaped by going over the steel cage, which gave him enough time to win before Kross could crawl out the door after Scarlett had to unlock him.
Oh, the way that ended was amazing, bro. It was awesome.
Yes, it was. It was a great great pickup win for McIntyre. Get back in even with Karrion Kross in that aspect. Despite having to be sprayed again, though, this time it looked they couldn't sell the pepper spray.
They couldn't sell this time. It didn't look like it really affected him. And
Yeah. I don't care what you say. You can't really build up that much of a tolerance to it, especially if you've only been sprayed once.
Yeah.
It takes a lot more than that. I mean, if you're in that kind of environment, you can kind of get used to it. But it takes years, not weeks.
Yeah.
So, but it was a good match overall. I enjoyed it. It was good to see McIntyre get back over on Kross. It's going to be interesting to see what happens if this rivalry continues on as we get ready to start going towards the Royal Rumble. You know, we still got Survivor Series later on this month. And then, of course, nothing again pay-per-view-wise until the Rumble. So I'm looking forward to see what happens with that.
Definitely, it's a good rivalry, and it's going to be interesting to see where it goes.
Yeah, sir. All right, next up we had Judgment Day taking on the OC. The storied history of Finn Balor and the OC came to head when Judgment Day and the OC clashed. In a pivotal moment, Balor. It's Balor. I don't know why I keep saying Balor. It's Balor. My bad, Balor. Took out AJ by throwing him into the ring steps, leaving Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson by themselves. The two set up a magic killer on Dominic Mysterio, but Damian Priest saved his Judgment Day brother. Styles then came to and ignited the frantic back and forth between him and Balor. Styles then tried to lock in a calf crusher before Balor countered with a figure four. In a jaw-dropping moment, the six competitors landed electric chairs and a suplex all at the same time. Styles was about to clobber Balor with a phenomenal forearm, but Rhea Ripley knocked or dropped Styles from behind while the referee's back was turned. Balor took advantage with a coup de grace to claim the huge win for Judgment Day. Cooper, your thoughts?
Man, this match was everywhere, dude. And, I mean, that's one thing I'm starting to realize and like about Triple H's regime, too, is the fact that he puts so much detail into, you know, let's make matches and let's prolong, you know, pin attempts, things like that. That you know, another company that I won't mention has been up to for a while now.
Right.
So,
seeing how back and forth action, high flying action, can actually carry a match for quite a while.
Yeah.
Instead of just, oh, I just made a maneuver, here's a pin attempt. Mm-hmm. Oh, I just made this maneuver, here's a pin attempt. Oh, I just made this maneuver, here's a pin attempt. No. We're gonna let the match unfold properly. See where we might have an advantage. There's a pin attempt. Oh, okay. Well, you got the crowd like, whoa, that was close. No, not. Oh my God, will you stop trying to pin him? You haven't done shit to each other.
Yeah.
In 2 minutes of match time,
yeah.
Quit pinning. Whereas, okay, oh, that was a close one because now we're like 10 minutes in. Oh, well, there was another good one. Now we're 20 minutes in. You know, that's a lot better than, oh, I just slammed you. Here's 30 seconds into the match. I tried to pin you. I got a one count. Whoop-de-doo.
Right.
Anyway, so, but yeah, it's been great to see that. And then we get to the powerhouse. Are you ready for the power?
Let's do it.
So, bro, the powerhouses, baby. That's right. We had 6'8" versus 7'4". Braun Strowman versus Amos. Amos without MVP, as Braun Strowman had dispatched him on Friday by planting him with three running power slams. Taking it back old school, the match started off with a test of strength between the two behemoths. Amos won the battle, leading the Nigerian giant controlling the matchup. Amos continued to dominate, trash-talking as he manhandled the monster among men. With one arm, Amos power-slammed Strowman. Strowman finally got some momentum, but calling for Strowman Express, only to be derailed by Amos in the attempt and left Strowman looking up at the lights. Amos then looked to end the fight with a shoulder block into the turnbuckle, but Strowman moved out of the way and lifted Amos to drop him with his stunning running power slam. Cooper, your thoughts on the Battle of the Behemoths?
It was kind of strange to see Braun Strowman get, you know, manhandled.
A little bit, yeah.
And not only that, but to see somebody bigger than him in the ring.
Right, that's a very rare sight to see.
But I still don't think Omos is talented much. I think he's a big dude.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's a strong dude. But as far as his, I don't know, it just doesn't, I don't get goosebumps when I see him. I'll just kind of look at him like, okay, whatever. Like, honestly, like, I even thought about that when I first seen him. It's like the what was it, the Friday or the Monday night pit, whatever they were doing.
Oh, yeah, the Monday night pit fights or whatever.
Yeah. And he was like the security guard or whatever. Mm. I was like, he's a big dude, but I mean, when he talks, he just, oh, and it's like, dude, I can't understand you, bro.
Right. Which makes sense why he's had two basically managers. You know, AJ, I know, is not really a manager, but
yeah.
You know, he was the mouthpiece of his group, and then they teamed him up with MVP and became another mouthpiece for him. So
definitely. I mean, he's getting better. I'll give him that, but he's not. He doesn't awe me at all. I'm not like, oh, man.
Yeah, the only thing you're in awe of is just his sheer size,
yeah.
Other than that, it's quality as a wrestler. Still has a lot to be desired, and his mic work needs some.
But I will say, help. I mean, he's in the right direction.
Yeah.
I mean, you're
baby steps. Big, giant baby steps.
Yeah, big, giant baby steps.
So, it's going to be interesting to see how that goes moving forward. All right, so Bray Wyatt's mystery deepens at the Crown Jewel. Bray Wyatt delivered an impassioned address to the WWE Universe, reminding us of who he is, and repeatedly saying that he is Bray Wyatt and that he will rewrite the ending to his story. Wyatt then was interrupted by the mysterious Uncle Howdy, who told Wyatt that he should hurt people and never take off the mask. Cooper, your thoughts?
Man, it's crazy. It's mind games, bro. It's a little creep factor to it. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
And, at some point, I'd like to see some action instead of all this talking.
Right. Yeah, I'm ready for him to start figuring out what exactly he's doing going forward.
Enough with the mind games. Let's I think they might be holding him out till, what you think, Royal Rumble?
Probably.
So,
yeah, it was probably just kind of bringing, getting him hyped up for the fans, and then kind of just wait until the Rumble to see what they're actually going to do with him. Though then they say that there's still a possibility he's going to take on the Bloodline at War Games. So War Games. We'll see what happens there. Of course, they also got to worry about Jay, who's got an injured wrist. So
yeah,
and then Jay, so we'll talk. We're about ready to talk about that, and so we'll save what I'm about to say till after this part because we're talking about it right now.
Okay.
So the Usos took on the Brawling Brutes for the Undisputed Tag Titles. The Usos tried walking out wanting no part of the Brawling Brutes, but Ridge Holland and Butch would stop them in their tracks. The crowd repeatedly chanted that they wanted Sami Zayn, causing Jey Uso much distress. Ridge Holland proved to be a powerhouse that he is, lifting both Usos and dropping them with ease. Holland honored his mentor Sheamus by giving Jey 9 beats of the Brodham. I believe that's how that's pronounced. I'm not entirely sure. It's supposed to be 10 beats, by the way, not 9. Yeah. In a bout of of payback, Butch and Holland slammed Jimmy's hand the same way the Bloodline took out Sheamus a few weeks ago. The Usos nearly had the match won with a double top rope splash on Butch, but Holland broke up the pinfall. Butch then snapped Jay's hand, the same one that Jay may have broken on the European tour. In the closing moments, the Usos earned the win by hitting a huge 1D from top rope onto Butch. Cooper, your thoughts on the match, and then I'll say what I was going to say.
The Usos better watch out because them guys were on point. Mm-hmm. And they barely got away with the win on this one.
Yeah, absolutely, they did. And they had mentioned that Jay's wrist was injured going into this match. And now that they retained, they also got to take on the New Day this Friday in a tag title. So it's going to be interesting to see what's going on with Jay.
Yeah.
And whether or not he's even going to be healthy come Survivor Series and they not have to change their plans on how that, on what may be going on with the Bloodline going into Survivor Series War Games. Because if Jay's hand is messed up, you don't want to risk him.
What makes you wonder is, like, what are they going to do? Are they going to play it like a faction and be like, okay, well, Jay's messed up, so Sequoia comes in.
Or the honorary Usy? Sami Zayn?
Or that.
Gotta have the honorary Usy? Make sure you're... Because
Jay's not Usy enough anyways. So.
Well, his hand's injured now, so I wouldn't be very Usy either. My hand hurts. That's going to be interesting to see what happens, though, so I'm looking forward to how that plays out. All right, next up for the Raw Women's Championship, champion Bianca Belair took on Bayley in a last woman standing match.
Man, this one was great.
All right. Bianca Belair and Bayley took their vicious rivalry to the next level in this hellacious last woman standing match. The road case made an appearance. Oh, yeah, the roadie case is what that's supposed to be. Made an appearance, becoming a huge factor in the match. As a role model, trapped Belair inside of it. Belair, though, managed to power out of the case, hitting Bayley in the face as she did so. Bayley continued her innovative ways, driving a golf cart to the stage, but Belair took control of the vehicle and used it to drive Bayley all the way down the ramp. Belair had her best chance when she twice planted Bayley through a table, splintering the table into pieces the second time. Belair used the innovation to her own, trapping Bayley under a ladder that positioned her between it and the bottom ropes. Bayley couldn't get out from the steel prison and was unable to answer the 10 count, leaving Belair the lastest woman standing. And I see where I messed up here. I somehow double put everything. So here's everything that I actually bypass on accident. Bailey would actually... Where did I go? Bailey would use innovation by you and all that. She'd use the kendo stick. Also did a Bailey to belly on the stage, which almost kept the women's champion down for 10 count.
Yeah, that was a pretty badass Bailey belly, dude.
Yeah. So sorry, I messed up on my.
It's okay, dude.
editing.
Crap happens.
Yeah. So, but really good match. Might have been the match of the night.
Yeah, dude. This match was pretty awesome. To see women actually duke it out and do a last man standing match. Mm-hmm. It was kind of like different, dude. And they pulled out all the stops with this. I really enjoyed the golf cart. The golf cart was fun.
Yeah.
But I really didn't care for the way they ended it. The way she got. I mean, it was innovative or whatever, but to be honest, I'm getting tired of Belair. I know people like her. I get it. She's a top baby face, whatever. But she's held the title for a while. So yeah. I'm ready for somebody different.
You ready for a new face or something?
Yeah, so just I mean Bailey. I was chanting for Bailey, dude. I was wanting Bailey to win.
Bailey's back. He wants Bailey back as champ.
Yep, Bailey's back. Bailey's got to be back as champ. I love the way she's mean, dude. She plays it so much better than the nice girl. And you know, and this whole thing with Michael Cole, I don't know what the hell that's about, but it's entertaining. It so. Is.
Crushing on Cole. Right. It's like, God, I need to hurry up and get over to Raw announce table and let me talk crap about Bailey so she'll yell at me.
Right.
I'll be like, I'll still hug you.
I still need a hug.
You should be like, hug Michael Cole! Ew. Which is weird because now Cole is now on SmackDown. So they only had him on the announce table because that's how they have it set up for the pay-per-views until McAfee gets back on in January, which is just so weird. But I'm kind of looking forward to that, honestly. I love McAfee, and I think he needs to come back.
Yeah, I miss him, dude. I catch his podcast, clips of it on TikTok or whatever. Me too. But, you know, I really miss him doing the wrestling, dude, because he just brings a whole different level of energy. So,
yeah. Alrighty, are you ready for the main event?
The main event.
And what's amazing is Cooper didn't want to even watch this match, and then he actually enjoyed himself.
Yeah.
That was the surprise.
I was talking trash about this, like, the whole freaking, you know, past couple weeks. I just...
Ever since it was announced.
This is stupid. Why is this even... You know.
So here we go. The main event for the undisputed WWE Universal Championship. The champion, Roman Reigns, took on YouTube sensation, Logan Paul. Logan Paul made a grand entrance, dropping down from a massive podium before heading to the ring. The two started off tensely, with Roman Reigns taking his time in his beatdown of the Maverick. He doesn't get to use Maverick. I get to use Maverick. It's bullcrap. I had a Maverick car. So I'm Maverick, bastard. Anyways, Paul fought back, though, with a superb clothesline that left Reigns down for a close two count. Reigns called out the YouTube stars as he had a crossface locked on the medium megastar before Paul rallied by delivering a gut-wrench suplex. Paul had been training with Shawn Michaels ahead of the match and emulated the two-time WWE Hall of Famer by trying to tune up the band. Sweet chin music, though, attempt was not so sweet, however, as the Undisputed Champion turned it around by planting Paul with an Uranagi, similar to the Rock Bottom by his cousin.
Similar. Yeah, I noticed that too.
Paul nearly shocked the world when he landed, though, that one lucky punch followed by a Superman punch, but Reigns was able to survive. In shades of his win over The Miz at SummerSlam, Paul once again flew through the air, smashing Reigns with a frog splash through a table. This led the Usos coming out to check on Reigns before pummeling Paul's entourage with super kicks. Logan's brother Jake Paul came down to the ring, hitting both Usos with a powerful right hand. A huge frog splash from Logan Paul to Reigns couldn't seal the deal, though, as Solo Sikoa hit the ringside area and started barking back and forth with Jake Paul. During the commotion outside the ring, the Bloodline and the Paul brothers, Reigns recovered and nailed Logan with a Superman punch followed by a Thunder Spear to continue his legendary reign, which now stands at over 800 days.
Just crazy, dude. This match was nuts. I guess I gotta give it to Logan Paul, dude. You know, I didn't think it was even gonna be a match. I thought, man, this is gonna be the easiest match in the world for Roman.
We were calling this to be a squash match for Roman.
I mean, really, dude. And he pulled out all the stops, and I don't know, man.
He may not have shocked the world on the level he wanted to, but I think he shocked a lot of people on what he brought.
Have you seen the video of him actually going up with
yes,
the
Yes, I've
phone?
Seen that on TikTok.
That was like, I was like, what? I was like, we all seen that where he grabbed the dude's phone. He's like, you want to see this? Come I mean, let's give it to the kid. He's got charisma. He's athletic. I mean, and the dude can talk all day. I mean, he does his own podcast. Come on, man. This kid has it all. Mm-hmm. He's going to be something big. As long as he continues doing what he's doing with WWE, one day he will be champion. I don't want to see him jump to the head of the table again. I'd like to see him prove himself. Go after Seth Rollins next.
Yeah. Something like that. Or continue your feud with Miz so you get some more work in.
Yeah.
That makes him a lot more sense. But, I mean, honestly, though, put on a hell of a show. So,
dude, man, yeah.
It did a lot better than we thought he was going to do. And, unfortunately, though, it sounds like he did tear some ligaments in his knee, so he's going to be probably out of action for a while. That's unfortunate. But, I mean, hey, man, you put it all on the line for your opportunity. WWE's got nothing but be thankful for that one. So, and we'll see what happens now because Roman's basically going to cruise all the way until Rumble now because I don't think they're going to have him put the title
he'll probably cruise past the Rumble all the way to WrestleMania. Whoever they're gonna pick to face him at WrestleMania. Oh man, it's got to be The Rock, dude. It's got to be The Rock. It's got to be something that. They're just out of left field. I'm praying it's The Rock because I want him to be the head of the table, baby.
Remind him who the real top dog of the family is.
And then play it for like a month or two of Roman like being his little bitch or something. It would be great.
Yeah, it'd be fun and entertaining to say the least.
Not saying anything because I love Roman, dude. When we went to SummerSlam, I wore a Roman Reigns shirt. Yeah. And, you know, I believe in him. I've always believed in him. Even before everybody liked him, said he couldn't talk on the mic, he was no good in the ring, blah, blah, blah. I was like, give him a chance, man. Eventually he'll be John Cena. And what is he? Except for he's a heel now, so.
Absolutely.
But
so I'm looking forward to seeing what happens with that. Like I said, though, it's probably cruise control for him for at least a while now. But, I mean, he's still going to be putting his title on the line at Rumble, obviously.
But it's not going to be anything big, I'm sure.
Yeah, I don't see him. But between now and then, I don't see anything happening with the title from that point. I'm looking forward to see who comes back at Rumble. That's where we're at. I mean, granted, Survivor Series might be kind of cool. It's going to have War Games.
Yeah, I can't wait to see that, dude. It's something different.
Yeah.
So, it'll be nice.
Yeah, it's probably going to be the best way they're going to be able to keep Survivor Series alive now since they don't really have brand split anymore.
It'll be easier to do it this way.
Yeah. All right, so that'll do it for us with that. With Wrestling Talk, we'll be back hopefully tomorrow, depending on when Nicole gets here. That's Hurricane Nicole because she's barreling down on the state. So, hopefully we'll be able to do the live tomorrow with Football Talk. We got a lot to talk about there. We got sports talk. That'll really depend on the weather too. The next few days are in flux until we know for sure what's going on with the storm and whether or not we have power too.
This is going to be interesting because
The power goes out. It's supposed to get cold this weekend, so...
Yeah. So hopefully... hopefully Florida Power's on it this weekend.
Yeah, because it ain't going to be fun.
No. And we got plenty already to start talking about next week with Wrestling Talk when we come back. Because some interesting stuff already developed on Monday Night Raw.
Yes, sir, it did. I can't wait to talk about it.
Yeah, so that's going to be fun to talk about. So that'll do it for us here at Sports Talk. And as always,
keep on talking sports.
Hey, everyone. This is Big Man.
This is Cooper.
We hope you enjoyed our latest episode, but be sure to check us out on our social medias.
On Facebook at Cooper Big Man.
Our Facebook page, Sports Talk with Cooper and Big Man.
On Twitter at Cooper_BigManST.
On Instagram, also at Cooper_BigManST.
At TikTok at sportstalk.cooper.bigman.
Or you can email us at sportstalkwithcooperinbigman. That's sportstalk, W-I-T, Cooper, the letter N, Big Man, and that's at gmail.com. Thank you for tuning in, and we love you guys for checking us out. Be sure to catch us on our next episode.